Today's daf is Chulin daf Samech Tes, and we are 9 lines from the bottom of daf Samech Ches Amid Beis b'Marava Mas Nuhachi. Today's daf is being learned as a Schus Refu Shalema for Tinoik Ben Miriam. So we're moving along at the beginning of the fourth parak of Maseches Chulin, parak Behema Makasha, real lomdish parak, the topic of which discusses an incredible chiddush. And that is that in the event that a shoychet shechts a female behema, and there was an uber inside the rechem of the behema at the time of the shechita, the halacha is that not only is the shechita mater the mother, but the shechita is mater the uber as well. We mentioned that the makar is a pasuk in Parshas Re'eh that talks about the simonim of a kosher animal. It says, "B'chol behema mafreses parso." The ratio of the pasuk mentions behema. The sefer of the pasuk mentions ba behema. Chazal darshan behema ba behema. What's that? The uber that's inside the rechem of its mother is going to be mutter when, in the event, it was a shechita on the mother. We'll see a lot more about that drasha in the latter part of today's daf. But that's the general background and context to the halachos and to the sugyas here in Perek Behema HaMakasha. Now, as it relates to the first daf, it pivoted around the halacha, the Mishnah, that said that in the event that there was a Behema HaMakasha Lele, there was a Behema that was literally about to give birth, and at that time, the sheichit was also about to do a shechita, and at the time of the shechita, at the time of the leida, the uber stuck out its hand, and then immediately withdraw. So the Mishnah said, "Mutar b'achila, you're going to be allowed to eat the behema." It was machlokes, Rav and Rabbi Yochanan. After further review, we saw it was Rav Shmuel and Rabbi Yochanan. What exactly mutar ba'achila means? Rav said that mutar ba'achila means that you're allowed to eat the uber. Meaning, despite the fact that it was hoitzia uber es yadai, but that hoitzah of the yad does not constitute a leida. As a result, we still view the uber as a behema bibehema, and it's for that reason it's nitr al yidei the shechita of the aim, and if you'd want to eat it, you'd be allowed to eat it. But as it relates to the yad itself, there the halach is afal pishach ziroi. Even though it withdrew, it would still be aser ba'achila. And Rav said it's based on a pasuk ubaser basar the treif aloy seichelu, and Chazal darshan kivan sheyotza basar chutz lemchitzasoy nesar. Something we spoke a lot about in yesterday's daf. But in Pshat in the Mishnah, according to Rav, when it says "b'hoitzi ubres yadav v'chzir mutar ba'achila," it means everything but that. Yeah, Rabbi Yochanan was chaylik. Rabbi Yochanan said that mutar ba'achila means not only the uber, but it means the yad itself. Aye, there's a drasha of ubasa basada trei faloy sechelo. So Rabbi Yochanan is not necessarily meshubet to the drasha. Aye, there was a brisa that mentions the drasha, and the brisa says mefurish that the halacha is that being that we compare this iser to the treifa, ma treifa, once a treifa, always a treifa, so too as it relates to this iser, you would say the same thing. The Gemara said, I hear. In fact, the Gemara said, Tiyufta de Ula Tiyufta. Why Ula? Because Ula was the one that said over the halacha in the name of Rabbi Yechon. But the bottom line is, as it relates to Pasha Pshat and the Mishnah, Behema Makasha Leidav Hoitzi Oberes Yadav Ichzir Mutav Achila, we have two Pshatim. According to Rav, it's also Shita Shmuel, Mutav Achila means the Uber, everything other than the Yad. According to Rabbi Yochanan, Mutar Bachila means everything even the yad. Now, one thing we made a big deal about yesterday, which will play itself out again in today's daf, and that is kula alma moedi, that's pashat, that in the event that the shechita took place while the uber's hand was outside the rechem of the mother, for sure that hand would not be included in the heter of the shechita. And then for sure it would be mutar b'achila, everything other than the yad. The Mishnah, however, said v'hichzira. So right now, at the time of the shechita, the hand was in the rechem. Hence, we have a machloikis amayram. Hence, it's not so pashut. It's not axiomatic, universally accepted l'kuli alma that the hand won't be mutter. What is it? It's totally in this machloikis between Rav and Rabbi Yechon. Now, at first glance, what is the background of this machloikis Rav and Rabbi Yechon? The pasuk ubasa basada treif aloy sechelo, which the pasha pshat means it's a treif, as we spoke about yesterday. But there's another drasha to be had over here that says basa basada loy sechelo dumya de treifa. Once basa leaves its mechitza, be it the mechitzas of Behema Makasha, we spoke so much yesterday in the raid about, be it the mechitzas of Psul Yoitza in Kachim, but there's an idea of Kivan Sheyatza Basa Chutz L'mechitzas. And that's a Rav seems to subscribe to this drasha. Rav Yochanan, not so much. Ayetz Mefurish Abraisa, it's a good Kasha. It's such a good Kasha that the Gemara didn't even say Kasha, which means I hear. The Gemara said Tiyufta, the Ula Tiyufta. Either way, the Gemara now is going to begin with another version of this machloikis, Rav and Rabbi Yochanan. So the aforementioned version, which was the entire first daf of Perek Behema Makasha, was the way that the Olam used to learn this machloikis, Rav and Rabbi Yochanan, in Bavel. Now we're going to see the way they used to learn this machloikis in Eretz Yisrael, B'Marava, in the West, says the Gemara, b'marava masnu hachi. In Eretz Yisrael, they used to learn the machlekes Rav and Rabbi Yochanan as follows: Rav Amar Rav holds yesh leidalei varim. There's a concept of leidalei varim. Rabbi Yochanan holds ain leidalei varim. There's no such thing as leidalei varim. Now Rashi clarifies that that's pashit. Everybody agrees that's the first halacha of the first Mishnah Perek Be'ema Magasha. That if all the Uber did was be moitzi one of its evarim, that ain't laid the evarim. Meaning, that's pashit, that if all that was born was an evar, it's not considered a leda for the entire upper. However, Rav in Marava is of the opinion that the evar itself that exited the body, that itself is considered to be born. As if to say, this animal is partially born and partially not born. Whatever was hoitzi, that's born, and whatever is still not hoitzi is not going to be born. But Rav holds yesh leda levarim. Rabbi Yechon says no such thing. Ain leida leivarim. You can't have a leida only on one aver. Either the uber is an uber, or the uber was already born b'shatayv mitzlachas. But it's impossible for it to be both. What's the point of this machlokes? It's the same machlokes essentially, Rav and Rabbi Yochanan, in terms of how to learn the Mishnah, albeit in a different nusach. Rav that holds yesh leida leivarim. So he says that when the Mishnah says be'ma makasha leida v'hoitzi uber es yadai v'chzir motabachila means everything other than the yad. Why not the yad? Because the yad was born already, and once it's born, it's not behema be'behema. It's back inside the rechem. That would be the equivalent of an animal being born, and then somehow you put the animal back into the rechem of the mother. Everybody agrees you wouldn't have the halacha behema be'behema that the uber is going to be nitral yedei the shechita of the mother, and being that yesh leid alei varim, once there's a leid at that point, it's already going to be too late. Rabbi Yechonon's ain leid alei varim, so therefore, hoitzi uber es yadai v'chzira, the halach is mutar b'achila, even the yad. Either was a leida, no, it's not considered a leida, not for the entire guf, also not for the aver as well. Says the Gemara, b'ayin b'inayo. And the way Rashi learns the Gemara, what's the nafkamina between the two lashonos? Is there a nafkamina l'alacha between the way they say over the machloikis Rav Rabbi Yochanan in Bavel versus the way they said over the machloikis in Eretz Yisrael? Again, in Bavel they said over the machloikis, they're arguing in the pasuk basa basa the treif elois hechelo. And the yisoid of Shitas Rav is kivin shiatsa basa chumtsum chitzasai nesar. In Eretz Yisrael they're learning that the yisoid of Shitas Rav is yeshle de levar. Is there a nafkamina if it's based on that more general alacha or it's based on yeshle de levar? So the Gemara says, there is an afkevino, and that is lemesa miut ever shebifnim. The afkevino would be what would happen if the uber was hoitzi es yadi, but not all of its yad. It was only moitzi some of its yad, or just from the Lashon HaGemara, roiv of its yad, where miut of the ever is bifnim, where only a miut of it remained inside. If all you have is the drasha of ubasa basa the treif alois leichelo, then you would say whatever it was moitzi was chutzim chitza, whatever not. If, however, yesh leida leivarim, when it comes to leida bichlal, there's a concept of rubei kekulai. In fact, we're going to learn more about the sugyas of leida coming up. But in the world of leida, be it leidas behema, be it leidas adam, wherever it's negeya la'alacha, tumas yeledes, negeya, the laws of bechar, right, it's a lot of nafkaminas. But in the world of leida, you don't need that the entire child should be born in order for it to be considered born. But as long as roiv of it was born, that in of itself would be okay. One of the areas in halacha that Rubei Kekulei features prominently is when it comes to Leida. So says the Gemara, if the whole Yisai Rashitas Rav is Ubasa Basad the Trefil Yisai Chelu, that and nothing else, so whatever was Yatsa Chutzal Mechitza, whatever, not. If Roiv of the Eva was Yatsa, so that Roiv, yeah, the Mir that remained Bifnim is still Bifnim. Aye, it's Roiv of an Eva, who cares? Loyal Zanem, a Rubei Kekulei. There's no Chshivas to the Eva to say, oh, Roiv of the Eva went out, so Mimela, it's as if the Mir went out. No, whatever went out, whatever remained, remained. But if there's a concept of there is a chshivas to the Aver. Because an Aver can have a Leda. And then you would say, Rubei Kekulei, that if Roiv of that Aver was already born, quote unquote, it's as if the entire thing was born. So there actually is a Grois and Nafkamina. Meaning, according to Rabbi Yochanan, it's nothing. It's nothing whether you go with the Babylonian Nusach or you go with the Western Nusach. Either way, it's not going to make a difference. Where Chaps and Afkamina is in Rav. According to Rav, if all you have is Ubasa Basad, the Trefa Loisei Chelo, so it would only be Negei the Rav that left. Then Marava Amri and Marava, they used to say that Rav Shit is more than that. Rav holds Yesh Leida Leivarim. It's more than Ubasa Basad, the Trefa Loisei Chelo. And by the way, the assumption would be that in my Rava, Rav also holds Ubasa Basad the Trefa Lois Echelu. We saw it's already a Braisa, Al Rishonim Manu Mitztarin, the Rabbi Yochanan in Bavel doesn't hold Ubasa Basad the Trefa Lois Echelu. The Gemara said Tiufta the Ula Tiufta. But the point is, if he holds Yesh Leida Leivarim, it's more than that. There's actually a Leida on the Ever, Mai Beinayu, we would have Chapsach and Nafkamina. The Nafkamina would be, to the extent that Roiv went out, there's a Mir Bifnim. If all you have is Basa Basad the Trefa Lois Echelu, there'd be no Rubik Kula. If you have a Yesh Leida Leivarim, there'd be a Rubik Kula. We're not going to go past this, but it is kedai to mention that the way we just learned the Gemara is Shitas Rashi. That my binayu is what's the chiluk between yesterday's daf slishna in the machlokes Rav and Rabbi Yochanan and the way they learned it in Marava. Come out every single Rishon Ishach Blei Vechod is chiluk with Rashi. They have a whole different understanding of what the Gemara means when it says my binayu. They have a whole different understanding of what the Gemara even means by Marava. According to almost all the Rishonim, it's not two lishoynes. It's not two lishoynes. And when the Gemara says my binayu, the Gemara is obviously not asking my binayah between the two lashonos, but this is way beyond the scope of what we need to do today. Says the Gemara, "Vayit iboy luhu the bnei shiva had a shaylo the divrei ha'oyma ain leid aleivarim." According to the mandama that holds ain leid aleivar, who's that mandama? It's the great Rabbi Yochanan. What would be if the Uber was and then it withdrew? Until if you would add up all the different avarim that it was Hoytzias Yaday, it would emerge that Roiv of the Uber actually exited the Gof. Ma, what's the halacha? Mi amrina, do we say anafak de'rupa? At this point, we can go ahead and we can aggregate all the Hoytzias Yadays, proverbially speaking, so that now you're going to have already a Roiv, and to the extent you have a Roiv, it's considered that it was a Leida. So now the Shechit of the mother is not going to work for the Uber anymore. I don't keep in the Hadar. Or maybe no. I mean, each one was a nothing. So 0 plus 0 plus 0 plus 0 plus 0 equals 0. So the question is, do we aggregate all of them, or do we not aggregate all of them? Now, the Gemara's lashon is Ledivrei Oimein Leida Leivarim. Why? Because if you hold Yesh Leida Leivarim, then it's pasha to the Gemara this would be considered a Leida. Because then it's not 0 plus 0 plus 0. Then it's 1 plus 1 plus 1 plus 1 plus 1. Now, just to speak out the Chiddush, there's still a little bit of a Chiddush in when the Gemara says that the Shail is only Lamanda Ameen Leida Leivarim. If you hold Yesh Leida Leivarim, so every time he was Moitzi and Aver, it's considered a Leida. But the bottom line is, you never had Roiv of Deivarim out at the same time to say a Rubei Kekulei on the Ganze Uber. But being that each Aver, when it left the body, was a Leida, so it's a Heftza of a Leida, so I could say 1 plus 1 plus 1 plus 1 plus 1 on Roiv of the Ramach Evarim, so you're going to end up having Shaila, by the way, if Behemah has Ramach Evarim. But once you have the Roiv of the Ramach Evarim, so then you're going to end up saying that, oh, I could be a mitzvah of them. But if you hold Ein Leida Leivarim, so it's not 1 plus 1 plus 1 plus 1, it's 0 plus 0 plus 0 plus 0 plus 0, and it's over there, Dafka, that the Gemara has a Shaila. Or maybe not, says the Gemara. The other side is that it's true, each one individually is a 0, but once it tacks to a Roiv, so maybe you're ready. I don't look at it as stam a leida leivarim. Now I'm seeing up a leida on the gans uber. I'm being mitzvah of all these individual leidas, which in themselves are nothing. But once I see a bigger picture, so maybe they could be mitzvah that it should be a roiv of the gans, a leida of the uber. Says the more intim, so if you're going to tell me keeping the hada hada on the tzad, that if you hold ein leida leivarm, you can't be mitzdarf all these different leidas. Hoytzi ober es yadi. What would be if the ober was moitzi es yadi v'chatcha, and then the guy went and he chopped it off. V'chazav hoytzi es yadi, and then he was moitzi another yad v'chatcha, and he chopped it off again. Atzus lima the ruba. Until now, you have a roiv. Ma, what's the loch over there? Mi amrinan, do we say hanafik le ruba? At this point, for sure, it's a nafik le ruba. Now, why would you say this is different? Because over here, it wasn't hichzira. Over here, it was chatcha. And the fact they have all these evarim sitting on the side of the mess over here in the shlachtos, so that means that for sure that leida had some sort of chshivas, that had some sort of kiyam. As a result, we would say that roiv of it is taka yalud. If roiv of it is taka yalud, the miut is also yalud. L'may nafkimina, when you shach the mother, that miut that remains inside, it's not going to be nitai de shchita. Are you talking about rubav asachas binan? Or maybe no, you have to have a rubav asachas. If you look at the last Rashi on the Yomid, Rashi says something gishmak. Rashi says regarding the imtim tzoloimer v'afilu l'man dama yesh leide iklami boy. This shayla really you can clear even if you hold yesh leide leivarm. Because being that the Gemara is clearing a tzad now, or the case of the Gemara is when you went ahead and you chopped up the evarim, so it is makom to say that even if you hold yesh leide leivarim, but maybe that's only true if all the evarim are intact v'vasachas, but to the extent that you went ahead and you chopped them up, even though each individual evar was considered a leida, so based on that it's 1 + 1 + 1, so I can add it up, and if I have a roiv, I can say that even the miyut that's still bifnim is going to be considered kiyala dami, but maybe I need them all to be here. If they're not all here, maybe it's not going to work. So the nusach of the shayla of the intim soleim, the man domar ein leide leivarm and yesh leide varm is going to be a little different, but at the end of the day, Rashi interestingly says that even though it's an imtim tzoloimer on the first ibaya, and the first ibaya was ledivrei oimer ein leide leivarm, but you should know, FYI, I could hear this shaila, this chakira, even leman dama that holds yesh leide leivarm. But either way, says the Gemara, as it relates to the second shaila tashma, I think we could be pushing it from somewhere. Where this is not such a wild sushtel, could be we could be pushing it from our Mishnah. So the Mishnah had said, and this was really the second part of the Mishnah, that in the event that the Shoichet went and he cut some of the Evarim of the Uber while the Uber was still inside the mother, and then he shechted the mother, mutav achila. I mean, ordinarily, if you cut off an Aver from a live animal, it's Aver Menachai. But to the extent that you cut off the Aver, left it in the Rechem, and then shechted the mother, so then the Allah is Behema be Behema, the Shechit of the mother, is going to work. Minat choylu minat kloyes. The Mishnah said that in the event that the sheikha would go and do the same exact thing to the mother herself, or just any animal, and leave those parts of the animal inside, asabachil, even though it's behema be behema, but in that case, it's already going to be asabachilo. And then the Mishnah concluded with a rule. Zeha klal davar she gufa aser ve she ina gufa moter. Anytime you cut a part of the animal, that's part of the chefs of the animal, and you leave it there, you don't have the heter behema be behema. Lo yal zen nemar, the rule of the shechita is going to work for everything that's inside of it. If what you cut was a part of the uber, then yeah. By the way, this is sarach bir. Why should it be this way? If there's halacha behema bebehema, so just like the uber inside the mother, even though it's evim and achai, once you chop it to pieces, but it's nitai de the shechita the mother, so if it's the spleen or the kidneys or some other organ, why wouldn't you say the same thing? It's going to be the Gemara's kashya later in the daf. But the bottom line is that was the rule of the Mishnah. So the Gemara says that Chura, from the fact that it says Zeha klal davar shegufa asav sheinugufa muter sheinugufa lasuye mai. We know the rule is wherever it says Zeha klal, it's coming to be marba something. Now, first glance, if you didn't know that rule, so you would say that what is Zeha klal coming to say? It's just a nice summation of the Mishnah. The Mishnah says that a chopped up part of the uber inside the rechem at the time of the shechita is muter. It loses the Isra Eva Menachai, a chopped up part of the mother. That is not. But it can't be, because we know Zeha Klal is always coming to be marba something. Safrei the Gemara, and specifically we want to know on the chelik that said She'en Gufa Mutter, right? That's the part that we need now. She'en Gufa Mutter, that's Zeha Klal. What exactly is it coming to be marba, says the Gemara. So we have to come up with something. We have to make something up, right? It's not the Ikur Halacha the Mishnah, because that we know anyways. So what's it coming to be marba? Maybe it's coming to be Moisif, It's coming to be marba this halacha. Which halacha? In the event that you had an upper that was moitzi roiv of its evarim, one at a time, and every time you went ahead and you chopped it off, and there's a miut inside, and now you go ahead and you shech the mother, and you want to know if the shechita is going to work for the miut, what's the tzadnat? Because maybe there was already a leida. Where was the leida? Because roiv of it was already born. So even the miut is born. Or maybe not. Zok the mishnah, zeh klal she'en gufa mutter, that if you have pieces, in this case, a mute, this pieces that's in the rechem of the mother, mutter, it's going to be mutter. Zoysei Meres, we're not mitstarif all these different evarim to say that there's a leida. So is this like a straight up raya to our shayla? Not even close, but at the end of the day, we have a zayakla. We have to be marbasam. It can't be the pshutei shel mikra, so it has to be some chiddush. Maybe this is what it is. So the Gemara says, if you're already willing to go down that road and be marbas something that mehechatesi, I'll give you a different mehechatesi. So the Gemara loy, last, yeh, call it the mepara. Maybe it's coming to be Marba, the infamous Kalman Beipara, which we saw a little bit about in yesterday's daf. We'll see more about it even in the course of today's daf and certainly in coming dafin. But what's the Kalman Beipara? It's talking about where a para, which is a kosher animal, somehow was pregnant and gave birth with an animal that doesn't have simonim, that are kosher, doesn't have split hooves, right? That's what kol it means. Says the Gemara, could be the Mishnah is coming to be mechadesh, that the kol would be made para, is mutra al yidei the shechita of the mother. Valibid Reb Shimon, this is all in the world of Reb Shimon, who holds the afagaf dam Reb Shimon. Kalut ben para aser, that a kalut ben para is aser. So ordinarily, if a para gives birth to a kalut, even though the mother is quote unquote Jewish, kosher, right? I feel like the child is not going to be. But han bilihech di yatzal avar oilam. That's only true if it's yatzal avar oilam. Avol be meit imay. But in the event that the shechita happens while be meit imay, shari it's going to be mutra. It could be that's what Zeh HaKlal is coming to be marba. That she'en gufa mutter the kolot b'me'im. But as it relates to this halacha mechitesi, the bottom line is, we leave our ibaya with a ibaya, we leave it with a shayla, we do not have a resolution. And this really concludes the very first part of today's daf, which was really the conclusion of yesterday's daf, another version, the way Rashi learns the sugya of the Machlokes Rav and Rabbi Yochanan. We have the Babylonian version, we have the Western version, we even know what the Nafka Mina is, and the Gemara had a couple of shailas. First one, Lamandame ain't leida leivarim, and the second one, Lamandame yesh leida, or Lamandame ain't leida, with a false attempt of a tashma from Unzer Mishnah. The next part of the daf, and really, from here until the two dots, close to the bottom of Samach Tesamad Aleph, the Gemara is going to bring three ibayas. Three ibayas that are all related to the sugya du jour. The first is going to be Rav Chananya's ibaya. The second is going to be Ilfa of Ilfa fame's ibaya. And the third one is going to be, obviously, if there's a sugya of so many ibayas, Rabbi Yirmiyah's ibaya. Says the Gemara, boy, Rav Chananya, Rav Chananya asked the first question. What would be in the event that there was a shoychet that was shechting a behema hamakasha, and the uber was hoitzias yadei, like the case of our Mishnah? But it just so happened this took place in the Azara. Now, why would it happen in the Azara? You were shechting kachim, right? Kachim galim, kachim gadashim, shechitas in the Azara. Tzofen, b'chol mokim b'azara, but it has to be in the Azara, right? So somebody was shechting kachim, and it was hoitzias yadei. What's the halacha? What's the shailah? Do we say that the isner of the yad having exited the mother is going to be in effect, or is it not going to be in effect? The fact that it was hoitzias yadai, is that a problem or is that not a problem? So meaning the whole first daf, b'chol pirotei v'diktukei, would that relate over here in this case? Or maybe being that it's in the Azara, all of a sudden it's going to be different. So why would it make it afkumin if it's in a Azara? Get ready for the havinami legabi dahai. Do we say that being that the Azara is a mechitza for kachim, right? When you're dealing with kachim, which is obviously what we're dealing with over here, because by the way, you can't even bring chulun lazar. So obviously we're dealing with kachim. When you're dealing with kachim, so the azar is a mechitza. It's a mechitza l'inyan shchita. If it's kachim gadashim, it's a mechitza l'inyan achila. So it's a mechitza. So being that the azara is a mechitza l'inyan kachim, so we see as if the shchita is taking place within a mechitza. Here's the point. So even if the uber is hoitzias yadai, it was moitzias yadai out of a mechitza, but into another mechitza. A mechitza le'inyan kachin. So maybe we say amigo, what we always refer to as the other amigo. That being that the azore is a mechitza this second, with regards to all the halachas of kachin, maybe migu dahava so too it's going to be considered a mechitza. L'inyan the halachas of behemah makasha. Oydilma, the other side is what sheiches. Legabe dahai la mechitza. It's true it's a mechitza in all the kachim the halachas, but not a mechitza regarding behemah makasha. The mechitza is over imayid. The mechitza is the mother, and it left the mother. So if it left the mother, it's not going to be considered a mechitza. So the Gemara has this wild ibaya, Rav Chananya Shaila, and that is what would be in the event it was hoitzias the other day within the azara. Do we say maybe it's still toich the mechitza, or do we say no way? It's very nice, that's a mechitza for that. But what does that mechitza have to do with this? Amalei Abaya. So Abaya heard Rav Chananya Shaila, and he followed up with him. He told him, he said, why do you only ask your question with the shechita was in the Azara? That's like a super akimta. Why didn't you clarify Shaila with the behema was Mekasha Lele, and it was Hoytzias Yodai in Yerushalayim? And then you went to the Azara. So we're dealing with Kachem, right? He went to the Azara and you shechted it over there. And we should have the same exact shaila, whether the shechita of the mother is going to help for the child or not going to be there for the child. Now, why would this also be a valid shaila? This would be a valid shaila because Kachem Kalim has a mechitza of Yerushalayim as it relates to being able to eat it. The mechitza of Shechitas Kachem Kalim is the Azar, but the mechitza of Achilas Kachem Kalim is Yerushalayim. So really, there's makim to say that if the Uber was Hoytzias Yodai anywhere in Yerushalayim, could be it's not considered Hoytzias Yodai, do not shtel su chulin daf samaches, and the reason is because it was moitziyed from a mechitza, but into another mechitza. And maybe you say, migu da havo, the chaimus Yerushalayim, a mechitza le'inyan da'achila of this animal, so too it's going to be considered a mechitza to say that even though it was hoitzi over his yaday, it wasn't really moitziyad outside of the mechitza. So Abayat looks at Rav Chanai and says, why didn't you ask the shaila? Why do you only ask the shaila in a case where it was hoitzi over his yaday ba'azor? You could have asked the shaila where it didn't happen in da'azor. It happened even in Yerushalayim. Da'azor is a mechitza, that's true, but Yerushalayim is also mechitza. And by the way, even for Kachem Kalim, the Azara is a mechitza, le'inyan shechita, but le'inyan achila, Yerushalayim is a mechitza as well. So he wanted to know, why didn't you ask that shaila? So Abaye said, I know why not. Kachem Kalim, Yerushalayim, my time, lo'kim v'baylach, why didn't you ask him Yerushalayim, the mechitza sober imayu? Because you're going to say, what shaychis? It's two different mechitzas. No hachana, mechitzas sober imayu. So here too, it's also no shaychis. Now, the truth is, again, this is a little bit of extra credit. This is more in the lumdus of the sugya. But you have to know why Abaya really wanted Rav Chananya to ask the question of Kachem Kalim B'Yerushalayim more than just Hoitzi Obras Yodei Bazar. And not just that, Abaya is like telling Rav Chananya, from the fact that you didn't ask the Kasha Yerushalayim, it's a raya, you know the answer. The answer is because what shaychis? So if it's what shaychis, the answer to your question is also what shaychis. I don't know, if I was Rav Chananya, I would say I could have asked the question by Yerushalayim. It's the same exact question. And just like I'm not sure in the nusach that I asked it, I'm not so sure I would have known it in that nusach either. Usually, when you find this signon, it's Reb Chananya, why didn't you ask the kasha in the more obvious way? And there's an obvious reason why you didn't ask the kasha in the more obvious way. That obvious reason, cut and paste, you could apply it to your shaila as well. I don't know, to me, they both sound like the identical shaila, and if Chananya doesn't know the answer to this, Mechatesi would know the answer to that either. It's a little bit soft, again, it's more in the lumnus of the Gemara, but either way, Bshan in the Gemara, this is Rav Chananya shaila. It's Rav Chananya, the first of the three bayas, wanted to know, Hoitzi ubres yodei ba'azara, mahu mi'inyan le'inyan ba'isa inyan, if it was Hoitzi ubres yodei be'kachem kalem b'yushalayim ha'u, do you say that once you have a mechitzel in kachem, it's going to be considered a mechitzel in chulin as well or not? By the way, the Briskerov that we mentioned in yesterday's daf makes a very big deal about this Gemara. That you see from here that the gedder of the mechitza le'inyan kachem, which is the basis for psul yoytze, and the gedder of the mechitzas that you find basas shiyatsa chutz mechitzasi in the world of chulin, such as behema makasha, are the same chefts of mechitzas. Because if one is a psule bakoidish diga mechitza, and the other one is a more kemoisha biyarnu behilchas machalis asuris diga mechitza, then for sure ma inyan mechitza zu lezu. From the fact that the Gemara even has it, it's not to say migu da have a mechitza in kachem, it's going to be a mechitza le inyan chulin, so I say merits the same chefts of mechitza. This is all part of that Briskerov that we mentioned yesterday. Says the Gemara, the second Ibai Ilfa. Ilfa posed the following question. And before Ilfa's question, we need a tiny bit of an introduction. So in yesterday's daf, the Gemara, on the bottom of Samech Chesamad Aleph, and on the top of that Samech Chesamad Beis, brought a b'raisa that mirrored the Mishnah, albeit a longer version of it. There were four different cases of the b'raisa. In yesterday's daf, we needed the first two. For Ilfa Shiloh, we need the fourth. The fourth case was where there's a behema makasha, and the uber was hoitzias yadai, shachat es imai. Then, while the yad of the uber was outside, the sheikh went and shechted the mother, and the acha kachotcha. And only afterwards did he chop off the hand. In other words, the hand was outside when he went, and he shechted the mother. The question is as follows. That's poshet, that the yad that was outside at the time of the shechit is off limits. That's not a sugya, that has nothing to do with Rabbi Yochanan, not in the Babylonian version and not in the Western version. That's poshet, according to everybody, that's going to be a problem. The question is, what about the rest of the ober? Or the rest of the mother even? What's the halacha over there? And that was a machloikis. It was a machloikis, Reb Meir and the Chachamim. The Braisa said, Habasar magen avel divrei Reb Meir. Reb Meir holds all the basar is now going to be asar. And the reason is because that yad that was outside, which was outside of the shechita, is considered nevela. Nevela is not only asar b'achilas, also tameh. So any basar that's now touching the nevela is magen avela. Magen avela is going to be tameh. The Chachamim maimer magen treif hashchut. That no, we don't look at it as nevela. That's pushing it already. We look at it as treifa. We look at it as something that had a shechita but still asar. What's the mashal of something that had a shechita that's still asar? That's what a treifa is. And as a result, the halach is that the rest of the basa that's in contact with it is not now going to be tummy. So Ulfa Shaila is, according to the Chachamim, that hold that when you go ahead and you do a shechita, and there's a chelik of the uber that's outside of the behema, even though the shechita doesn't work, but at the same time, it's not going to be nevel. Which means that really, as much as it's true, universally accepted, all the synonyms that we mentioned earlier, that the shechita doesn't work for that yad, it's a little bit true. It doesn't work for the yad for it to become mutter b'achila, but it works for it a little bit for it now to be tahar. As if to say the shechita is not matterit, but at the same time it's metaharit. Because when a shechita doesn't work at all, when a shechita just falls flat on its face, so then you have tumas nevela. From the fact that you don't have tumas nevela over here, that means that in as much as it's true the shechita is not working, it's only b'miktas that it's not working, but b'miktas it really is working. And that's where the machlokes remain. The chacham, according to Ramey, is not kind shechita b'chlal. Maybe it's a cheftz of nevela. Whereas according to the chacham, there is a little bit of a shechita that's going to be okay. So again, with that background, by you for hoitzi uberes yadai ben simen l'simen. What would be if there was a shoychet? We're going back to Chulin, not Kachem now. And the shoychet was shechting the two simonim, and he shechted the kana, and then he's about to shech the veshet, and before he shechted the veshet, all of a sudden, the uber was hoitzi es yadai. Mahu, what's the halacha? What's the shaila? Do we say now that the yad, that he was moitzi, Bein Simen LeSimen is going to be Tahar, or is it not going to be Tahar? Mi Mitztarev Simen Rishon LeSimen Sheni LeTahar Midei Nevela Oilai. In other words, that's Pasha, that goes without say. That being that it was Hoitzias Yadei Bein Simen LeSimen, so at that point, the second Simen, you didn't have a good Shechita to be Metahar. You had one Simen where the Yad was inside, one Simen where it was outside. Shechita Simen Echad is not a Shechita. And as a result, that's Pasha that if you're going to want to eat it, you're not going to be able to eat it. The Shaila is, will it be Tar Mitumas Nevela or not? Now, again, we mentioned three times, right? The Shaila is going to the Chacham. The Chachamim hold that even if it was Hoitzias Yadai, where the Shechita is not a Shechita, but at the same time to be Metar Midei Nevela, it is. So what's all for Shaila? If anything, this is even better. The first Simen, the Shechita, happened when the head was inside, so that's even perfect. That even could have been Materit. It was only the second one. Okay, so the second one, Al Kaponim, Tzloi Gara, where if it would have been outside by both Simonim. But Ilfa's a big Lamdin, Kiyodua, Balbas, but a big Lamdin. And Ilfa comes, and Ilfa says, no, I'm going to tell you what my Shaila is. My Shaila is that it could be that the only time you could be Mitztarif, the Shechita of two Simonim, is in the event that the Shechita of the two Simonim are the same type of Shechita. But if they're two fundamentally different Shechitas, then already could be you can't be Mitztarif. And being that the Shechita of the first Simon, Klapi the Yad, had the ability to be Mater and Matar, and the Shechita of the second Simon, Klapi the Yad, only had the ability to be Matar, so could be they're not the same Shechita, and it could be two Shechitas that are not the same don't have the ability to be mitzaref. Or maybe no, at the end of the day, le'inyan le'tire, maybe it could work. And if that's the case, it's going to be okay. Says the Gemara, Amar Rava. Rava heard Ilfa Zibayo, and Rava said, Kal v'chayme. Ilfa, I don't hear you, Ibayo. It's a pashta Kal v'chayme. Im hoy loy simen rishon le simen sheni, la'atiroi ba'achila, lo'yoyoloi, le'tire midein avela. Rava said, at the end of the day, good lumpus. But at the same time, I think practically speaking, these two shchitas, the shchit of the kana and the vesher, are going to be metar the animal. It's going to be metar the mother. It's going to metar the rest of the ober, minus this, yeah. Not only will it be metar, it'll be matar. Meaning it's going to be a proper shchita, 100% mahajim and a mahajim, bebadatz hashkocha, as it relates to the rest of the animal. If this is a cheftz of a maisa shchita, if you can be mitzar of these two shchitas, that it should be a 100% perfect shchita with regards to the entire animal, even to be matarit ba'achila, then for sure it has to be a good enough shchita as it relates to that one aver al kaponim to be matarit. And that's the kal v'chomer. Im hoyu loy simen rishon l'simen sheni la'atir ba'achila, which is the chomer, which is the cow. Now what's Ilfa going to say? Ilfa's going to say, I know klapi the rest of the behemoth, it's a bona fide shchita. But, you know, one of the chidushim, behem ha-makash, is that we could spalt the shchita with regards to the mother, the rest of the yober, versus the yad. In the yad gufa, the two shchitas, maybe it would be different. But al-kubarim, this was Ravastainer. Ravastainer was that if klapi the mamna and the rest of the uber, these two acts of shchita could combine to even be matarit b'achila, certainly would be able to be matar that one aver that came out. Either way, that was the second Ibai, Ilfa's Ibai, third Ibai is by Rabbi Yirmiyah. Rabbi Yirmiyah had the third Ibai and he said, Mau, lochosh lizaroi. What's that locha? Do we have to be concerned with its zera? Now, what exactly Zaria is referring to is a little bit unclear. Ad kedei kach, that the Gemara now is going to have a bunch of attempts, four different versions, of what exactly Rabbi Yirmi Zibayi even was. So usually we know what Rabbi Yirmi Zibayi is, we just don't know how to be pusha. Over here, we're not really sure what exactly Rabbi Yirmi means. He's very, very cryptic. Very sussum. Mau lochish lazari. But the Gemara initially thinks as follows. The Gemara thinks, the Shaila is, what would be if, and this is very Rabbi Yirmiyah, Dick, if you have a behema that was inside the rechem of its mother at the time of the shechita, the mother was a behema, makasha leilet, this textbook example, and it was hoitzi es yada. And then it came out, so now you have this animal, was dreitzach in the gas, and this animal, everybody knows, has one hand that's treif. Right, the link hand is mamish a hand that you can't go near. So one day you're going to go ahead and you're going to shech this animal, and you should know that this animal is going to have a little bit of an issue because there's one hand of this animal. It's a funny concept, but there's one hand of this animal that's going to be not kosher. Okay, this is where Birmi's imagination comes in. What would be if this animal went and got married? Right, Kedas Moshe v'Yisrael. And it made it with another regular, just a regular animal, doesn't have such a past, nothing so dramatic like this animal over here. It goes ahead and it gets married, and now they have a child. So the question over here is, Rabbi Yirmiyah wanted to know, what's the halachic status of this baby that was just born? Specifically, the linka, the left hand of that animal. Do we say it had a father that had a left hand that wasn't kosher? So you were born also, you have that same mum, you're going to have that same blemish, you're going to have that same problem. Or maybe not. Now the truth is, as we'll see in a minute, this is tully in a few things. The most notable thing that this is tully in is a big shaila that's coming up later, and that is choshen lezerav ve'en choshen lezerav. This is a very basic question. Does a behema have yichis from the tatazat or the nof in the mamazat? So a person, right, there's yichus mitzad av, yichus mitzad aim. Simply put, you're Jewish if your mother's Jewish, not if your father's Jewish. However, you're a kohen levi v'yisrael if your father is Jewish, right? The question is, as it relates to the yichas of a behema, is there a musik of a ben achaben? Right, he's a ben achaben. You know, 50 deiters from an animal that was once a karbechatlus. I guess that would be a yichas or something. I don't know. But the bottom line is, it's near a concept of ben achaben, or it could be the only yichas we could have is the mother. Listen, it was in the womb of the mother. So obviously, there's something called zera ha'em. But the question is, choshen l'zera ha'em choshen. The most notable place that this is negay is in the sugi of oisav ves benoy. Oisav ves benoy lo yisav shchatu b'yay mechad. Is it the mother and the son? Is it the even the father and the son? Choshen l'zerav, ein choshen l'zerav. Now, if ein choshen l'zerav, then the assumption probably would be, if the father had an issue, I wouldn't really get it. Now, if the mother had an issue, that's maybe a different discussion. But Rabbi Yirmiyahu's question is where it's with the father, and the way the Gemara understands it l'chatchila is, where there was an animal that had been this behema makasha v'hoitzu beres yodi. It made it with a regular animal that doesn't have any dramatic history. Now there's a child. Mahu lochish lezare, do you have to be worried now about that yad, that identical yad within this child? Is that a problem? Is that not a problem? So the Gemara says, hey, Chidami, let's understand the question a little bit better. Again, we just explained it the way the Gemara thinks Rabbi Yirmiyahu means it, but now the Gemara is going to work it through. Is the case where this behemoth, whose mother was Mekasha Lele, that was Hoitzias Yadoi, went now and made it with a regular, just a regular behemoth. Behemoth Malias, the meaning of behemoth regila, right? Just an ordinary behemoth. My ear, Yahide, Isbe Isse Yoitze. So why do you have to say that maybe there's going to be a problem over here with the left hand because of this Yoitze? Ah, Filu Ben Pekua, the Almanami. The Aloch is that every single time you have an animal, a regular bempekua. Now, what's a bempekua? So there's a more technical definition of bempekua. But bempekua is an animal that was inside the rechem of the mother. When you shechted the mother, it came out, and now it's walking around. It's doing its thing. By the way, the nuance of bempekua is lafuke, if it was like kolol echadasha, if it ended up dying as soon as it was born. This bempekua is already being mayruch yom and v'shanim. That's when it gets the title bempekua. It's the case of our Mishnah, but where it has the viability of a regular animal. But the point is, so why would Rabbi Yirmiyahu have to clear his question in this unique case where there was a psul yoytze? Every ben pekua that mates with the behema regila is also to eat the child. You know what? Amram Sharshi, he said, according to my demand, ben pekua ba'al behema ma'al yisav lat ein loy takana. There's no takana to the child. You know why there's no takana to the child? Because mitzad the yichas of the mother, it's a regular child. Mitzad the yichas of the father, it's a ben pekua. Mitzad the yichas of the mother, it needs shchita. Mitzad the yichas of the father, you can't do a shchita. And as without halacha, you're not allowed to eat it. So the minute there's a behema makasha leilet, and you shechted the mother, and now you're being yoytza the child with the shchita of the mother, and now it's viable, it's already holding in Shaduchim age, it's already holding by getting married. So obviously it's a bempekua. That bempekua, any child that it's going to have is going to be a problem. So you don't have to clear the shayla in this specific case. So the Gemara says, Leitzrich, you're right. The case was, the Azal bempekua, the Gavase. Now this was already a different type of shidduch. There was shidduch between two bempekuas, right? There was a bempekua and a baspekua. This is v'inve'ageffen, dover no, muskabel, they come together. Obviously, the Shem Brachos Torah was Perek Pei Mamakasha. I think that's obvious. But anyways, they come together. What else are you going to darshan? You're going to say Shir on Psul Yoytze if you just came back from the Kotcher Yeshivas in Eretz Yisrael. But the bottom line is, say over the Briskerov, but the bottom line is, say here you have a Ben Pekua, did a Shidduch with a Bas Pekua, but it just so happens that the Ben Pekua hot tapis mit the Linkahan because it was a Hoytze over his Yodai, right? So they looked into it a little bit. The bottom line is, so what happens, the Ben Pekua marries the Bas Pekua. So in this situation, you don't have Ramasharshi's halacha, because Ramasharshi's halacha was what? Ramasharshi's halacha was when it was a Ben Pekua and a Behema Regila. Over here, it's a Ben Pekua and a Bas Pekua. So, mitzad the yichas of the father and the yichas of the mother, there's no need for a shechita. However, mitzad the yichas of the father, it has this issue with the fact that it was Haitzias Yodai. What's the question? Do we say, okay, so what's the shayla, man? You would think for sure there should be a problem over here. The shayla is like this. Do we say Eilid Aver Moilid Aver? And therefore Chatach Levashari, Oidilma Mavalvul Zare. Rabbi Yirmiyahu wanted to know, do we assume that for sure there's a problem?
Right.
For sure there's a problem. But the problem is the Aver. So if it was the left hand of the father, so it's going to be the left hand of the offspring. Chop off that hand, the rest of it is going to be kosher. Or do we say that the psul that the father has, when it fathers this child, and Chishon Lezera'av, it spreads and it permeates throughout the entire offspring. So all of the Evarim have this little bit of paslus, this isru basa basa the treifel is a chelo inside of it. And as a result, if you're going to go ahead and even chop off the hand, it's still going to be a problem. Do we say aver moilid aver? So whatever the issue was with the father, that aver is what's going to now transfer over to the child? Or maybe we say mevalvel zara, whatever the issue is mevuvel in the zara, and therefore the entire offspring now is going to be an issue. Hadar Amar. Now it's not sure who Hadar Amar is. It sounds like Hadar Amar would have been Rabbi Yirmiya, but it's clear in the Gemara it's not Rabbi Yirmiya, because the Gemara is not even sure that this was Rabbi Yirmiya Zibaya. So Hadar Amar, somebody said pshita the mevalvel zara, that could not have been Rabbi Yirmiya Zibaya, because it's poshut that the halach is mevalvel zara, because the im came. Because if you're not going to say that, suma yoylet suma, vikiteya yoylet kiteya, anytime you have, from a physical standpoint, a father that has a certain mum, that mum should show up in the offspring in the same way. And that's not the way genetics work. So that could have been Rabbi Yirmiya Zibaya. Because it should be poshet that if you have a shidduch between a bempeku and a baspeku, and the bempeku has an issue because it was hoitzias yodai, from the spiritual issue treifas end, it should be permeating the entire child. Okay, so what then was Rabbi Yirmiya's shayla? His shayla was behema ba'alma. Every behemoth, its parents are 100% kosher. They're not 100% kosher. Take a behemoth. The chelav is not kosher. The dam is not kosher. Yet v'sharya, it's mutter. So therefore, Rabbi Yirmiya had it sad that just because there's one hand that it has, that's trefa, because of ubasa basa, the trefa lo yisai chelav, but why is it different than the basa v'dam? Or the chelav and the dam? The chelav is anyways also. The dam's anyways also. So now you also have this Isser Malkus. So I don't know, it was anyways. Teretz is, who cares? I don't know, maybe Trey Suri Amrinon, Klosel Amrinon. Anutzad. That it could be if the father has two issues, the Chelev is not kosher and the dam is not kosher, then I don't care about the offspring. But Adkan Oimer Mishabas Agadol. If there's a third issue, you have the Chelev and you have the dam. Meaning, I know two issues doesn't transmit. But maybe once it's three, where it's Chelev, dam, and Yoitze, right? That's the third one. Maybe in that instance, already it's going to be an issue. But the Gemara says Lamar. Mara says, technical problem with the Shaila. Can't be as Rabbi Yirmiya Zibaya. You know why? Because there is no mandomar in the world that holds that if you have, let's get this, Klar, a ben pekua that was hoitzias yadai, that now fathers a child with a bas pekua, because otherwise we're not having the conversation with Bashar Shi Zalach from earlier, that there would be a suffix because there's three Isurim over here. There's no one that holds three Isurim. And really, the background to this, as we'll see in the course of the next few lines of Gemara, is a machlokes Rameir Rabbi Yehuda. Well, let's see it inside. Says the Gemara, either Rameir is the Shiloh coin to Rameir. Rameir holds it's a chedav adam ikka, it's a yoitzel leka. Rameir has a shita later in Perek Behema Makasha that a ben pekua is not even mutter. The only time the shchita of the mother works for the uber is to the extent that it was like kolay chadasha. But if it ends up being a regular child that walked around, and I don't know what the definition of that is, but once it reaches a certain level of viability, no, it actually doesn't work. The shechita doesn't work. So according to Rav Meir, this is a moot point. Because to the extent that this animal is mating, by definition, it's a ben pekua, right? It's getting married. So obviously, it's a ben pekua. So if it's a ben pekua, the whole psul yoytze is neither here nor there. There was no psul yoytze. Psul yoytze is if it's mutra, I the shechita of the mother, not this aver. I'll send them the psul yoytze. But this whole story is dead on arrival. So according to Rav Meir, this is anyways a moot point. Either Rabbi Yehuda, and according to Rabbi Yehuda, it's true Rabbi Yehuda holds issa yoytze ikka. He's Rav Meir's about plucked in that shayla. But the problem is, it's a chaylev lakka. Rabbi Yehuda also knows it's a chaylev. The tanya we learned in a braisa. This is a tesefta, gid hanosha, noyeg bishlil. The isa gid hanosha is noyeg by ben pekua. V'chel by yasser, and the chelav is asa divi rameyer. Rabbi Yehuda, I'm a Rabbi Yehuda, ain't noyeg bishlil. It's not noyeg bishlil. V'chel by mutter, it's going, the chelav is going to be mutter. Here's the point. We have two machloikis in between Rameyer and Rabbi Yehuda with regards to ben pekua. Rameyer holds that a ben pekua is not niter al yedei the shechita of the mother. Rabbi Yehuda holds it is. Reb Meir holds that the chelav of a ben pekua is aser. It's not even a thing, right? Reb Yehuda holds that the chelav is going to be mutter. Here's the point. If that's the case, when you have a ben pekua that was hoitzias yodei at the time of the shechita, right now, say according to Reb Meir and say according to Reb Yehuda, all you have is two isur. You have the Issadam, everybody holds it's an Issadam. According to Reb Meir, in addition to the Issadam, you have an Issa chelav. What about this yoytze? You don't have it by ben pekua. According to Rabbi Yehuda, in addition to this adam, you have an issa yoytze. What about this chelav? You don't have the issa chelav. But say according to Rabbi Meir, say according to Rabbi Yehuda, we have two isurim. Now we know two isurim is never a problem, because if two isurim is a problem every single time, a behemah is moiled a behemah. You
would have an issue. The teretz is treisur is not a shaila. The Gemara thought Rabbi Yirmiyahu Zibaya was maybe treisur is not a shaila, but three already is going to be different. But the Gemara says no man number that holds three, because really, if you just take the two shittas and you plot them next to each other, you're going to end up that everybody holds that there's only going to be two. So it can't be that that was the shaila. So the Gemara says like this: Elo kol mikoyach. You have to say that everybody holds that any time you would have a situation like this where Ben Pekur, that was Hoytzias Yadai, Lo Yamrini, you wouldn't say there's an issue with the child. And the reason is the Shari. It's a little tricky how to read this Gemara. Not call Mikoyach Lo Yamrini on the Shari. This Shari, because really it's going to be Mutter. And the reason it's going to be Mutter is because we know two things don't go over, and by a Ben Pekur that was Hoytzi Yitzhi Adi, it's always going to be two. You want to know where Rabbi Yirmiyahu Zibaya was? Maulik Moya is Chala. Oh, different Shaila. Actually, a pretty easy Shaila. Are you allowed to drink the milk of a Ben Pekur that has an issue with one of its hands? So this Ben Pekur that was Hoytzi Yitzhi Adi, could you milk it or could you not milk it? What's the Shaila? I mean, at first glance, you would say there should be a problem over here. Because you have to assume that the yad is playing a role in the milk now, and maybe there would be an issue. You chop the hand off Mimela, but you think that maybe there's a problem. So the Gemara says like this: Cholav da'amaloi ke'evim menachai dami. Really, all cholav is evim menachai. Why? Because one of the definitions of evim menachai is that an ever that is pyrish from a chai is evim menachai. Cholav that's pyrish from a chai should be evim menachai. And still, the shari it's mutter. Sainami loishna. Could be the cholav that comes from the ben pekur, or more accurately, from the bas pekur, all right? So the cholav that comes from the bas pekur, even though really there's an iser in the behema, the iser yoitze, but afilo hachi, it shouldn't be a problem. When it comes to the iser evim menachai, as much as it's a very chomadiga iser, but it's an iser that has a takana, you can go ahead and shecht it. So it could be cholav that comes from something that you could be matter, maybe is not so chomer. But over here, that aver al kaponim is going to always be aser, and as a result, right, even if you shecht it, it's going to remain aser. Ketreifa. So that's not going to be an eitzah, says the Gemara. What it almost always says for Amir Mirzibai, this was very long-winded, but we came to the answer that we sort of knew we were going to come to, and that is, I hear, Teiku, Tishvi, Yataritz, Kushnis, V'Ibayis. So again, we had three Ibayis. This was the second part of the daf as it relates to this Shaila. Rav Chananya, all major Shailas over here. Rav Chananya Shaila was, what would happen if it was Behemah Makachav Hoitzi Asiyot in Dazara or in Yerushalayim? Do we say Migu to have a Mechitzna Legabi Kachim, having Nami Lechitzna Legabi Hai, or no Shaychis? The second Ibaya was Ilfaz Ibaya, and that was according to the Chachamim, that when it's Hoitzi Asiyot, the Shchita works, Al Kuban. What would be if it's Hoitzi as Yodai Bain Simon Lesimon? Do we say that the first Simon is Mata, the second one is only Mitaira? So maybe you can't be Mitaira or not. Rava held Kal V'Chomer, but that was Ilfaz Ibaya. And the third Ibaya was Rabbi Yirmiyahu Zibaya. And we had a holy Baya, what Rabbi Yirmiyahu Zibaya even was. A lot of Gishmaka Havaminas, but Lamaskana, Rabbi Yirmiyahu Zibaya was. If you have a Ben Pekua, or really a Bas Pekua, that had been Hoitznias Yadai, so there's an element of Treifa over here, and now you went ahead and you milked it, is that considered Chol of Treifa? Is that not considered the Chol of Treifa? That was the third Shaila, and this concludes this part of the daf. So, moving along. Chaytech mi uber v'chulam. So the Gemara now, and really until the Mishnah on Amud Beis, is going to fangun fanum fang a little bit. And that is, you know, we took for granted up until this point that what's the makar to the ben pekua? What's the makar to this idea that there's a mother that you shecht and there's an uber inside, the shechita of the mother is going to work for the uber? So we said it's learned out from the pasuk in Parashas Re'eh. V'chol behema, mafreses parsa v'shoysas shesa. Starts off behema, concludes ba behema, something's extra here. Behema, be behema is mutter, ayudesh, shechita of the mother. Really, the makar to this idea, Rashi right away in the beginning of the parak quoted Chulin Samech Tesam Aleph. It's this Gemara right here. We're going to have a couple of limudim. It's going to take us until the Mishnah on Omnid Beis. Zok de Gemara Minalon. What's the makar to this general idea that the Shechita, the mother, works for the Uber? Tichsev, it says, V'chol behema mafres es paris of a geimer. Behema, ba behema, the rabbis is avlat. This is the drasha that we said so many times. If you're going to tell me what, it's a little tricky. If you're going to tell me that an Uber is called behema, that when it says the word behema in the Torah, it can be an uber. How do you know that? Behema, ba behema, you're telling me is the uber. So that means the word behema can satisfy, in its definition, even an uber. Faith the Gemara, if that's the case, you're miru boy. There should be tmura on an uber of kachim. So we know what tmura is. If you have an uber that's kachim and somebody says, I want this to be tmura as that, he should violate the laws of tmura. And the reason is because the criteria as it relates to tmura is behema. The Torah says, vim homer yomer behema behema. One behema for the other behema. But the bottom line is the criteria is the word behema. If an uber is a behema, then there should be tmura by an uber. Who said not? The Mishnah said not. Alama tanan, aim the mirin. You can't do tmura, meaning not you can't do tmura that is an issa tmura, but the tmura is nachal. Loi evarin be'ubarin. So if you take a aver of a behemas chulen and you say, I want it to be tmuras, the uber of kachem, v'loi ubarin be'ubarin. You take an uber of chulen, you say, I want it to be tmura instead of the aver of kachem. Loi evarin v'ubarin b'shleimen. But the bottom line is, you see, clearly you can't be maimer in an uber of kachem. Why not? So I always thought it's probably because it says behema, an uber is nitkain behema. But if you're telling me the whole makar to ben pakua is behema, behema, it is a behema. Ela meyata, as ifrei to Gemara, Ela, the Gemara says you're right. Oh, makar, you have to say the makar is something else. It says v'chol behema, at the beginning of the pasuk, v'chol behema, mafres says parsa, ba behema oisot haichelu, l'rabois es havalor. It's coming to be marbet of lot. So it's not the word behema. Behema doesn't mean uber. V'haraya, there's no tmura by an uber. So what is it? It's the word v'chol, and the way you have to read it, Zokrashi is, V'chol mafreses parsa v'shoisas shesa shtei prosois ba'beheima oisat achelo. Anything that's mafreses parsa, that's malas geir, that's inside the womb of the behema, you're allowed to eat. So the ober is included in that everything. It's not v'chol behema. It's v'chol anything. Anything that's inside that meets these criteria is going to be okay. But the Gemara says, if somebody goes ahead and he chops a piece of the mother itself and leaves it inside the animal, it should also be mutter. And we know it's not mutter. Meaning, if the limud is behema, so it's talking about a fartig behema. But if you tell me it's anything, any part of an animal, okay, so the tchoil and the kloyos should be worse than the ober, or makra, I hear, but it says oisa. The end of the pasuk is oisa taichelu, and we learn from the shleim of aloich seira that it has to be a dover shalim. So if there's a dover shalim, like an ober that's inside, that's included in this halacha. But to the extent you have just pieces of an animal, that's not going to be included. But the Gemara asks another kasha. El miyato ibazoi. If you're going to tell me that the limud is not v'chol behema, but what is it? It's v'chol ba behema, as long as it's a dover shalem. Hashoychet es behema. What would be if somebody shechts a behema? Umatza ba'id mus yoyna. See, you have to know how this happened. But somebody shechted an animal, and all of a sudden the baby's born, and it looks like a kosher bird, right? It looks like a dove. Says, Tainas de Gemara Tishteri, it should be mutter. Why should it be mutter? Because it's full thing that's inside the behemoth. And Alam Am Rabbi Eichan, what Rabbi Eichan says, Shukas of Behemoth Matzah Balt Mus Yoyna, also Bachilo, it's not going to be okay. So the Gemara says, that's not a kasha. Be'inoin process v'leko. What did the Pasuk say? It said, V'chol behemoth, mafreses parso, vishoy sas, shesa, male geira. It says clearly that we're talking about where it has a regular not a yoina, not a bird. By the way, the chiddush of yoina is, even though a bird is kosher, Abba Lamai says for the bird. So at the end of the day, that's why it's not included. Right? Veleka, that you don't have. So bishleim of the uber, it's a sholem, and it's an animal. It checks off the boxes, and my friend says, bars the male's geira. As opposed to the yoina, not. But Mara says, I hear what you're saying, but elam yata have a different kasha. Kolut, if you're going to tell me that the yoina is not included in the heter, why? Because it's not mafreses parso. So then the kolot bimei para should also be aser. Now we know, because we had this twice already in the parak, that the Gemara said that even though Reb Shimon holds that a kolot ben para is aser, but hani mili heich shiatzal avaroyla. But a kolot bimei para is going to be mutter. Why? Based on the halacha that the shechit of the mother works for the uber as well. But if you're going to tell me that the only time it's going to work is when it's mafreses parsa, if it's a kolot, by definition, it's not mafreses parsa. But the Gemara says it's not a kasha, because atonid ve Rabbi Shmuel, in the yeshiva Rabbi Shmuel, they used to say over, Reb Shimon bar Yochai, Reb Shimon bar Yochai, right? That's Reb Shimon. So Reb Shimon has a shita that being that it says in the pasuk, V'chol behema mafreses parso. And then it says, later, v'shoisa'as shesa. Shtei frasois. It says parso, and it says prasois. But the word parso, that behema techel is coming to be marba, that even if it's not mafreses parso, even if it's colored, it's closed, it's not split, even then it's going to be okay. And it's for that reason, this is something that we could be marba. So the bottom line is, where are we up to? What we're up to is minolan. How do you know the whole chiddush of behema makasha? Right, the whole chiddush of ben pakur, the whole perek, is predicated on this one big hanacha. What's the makar to this? So we thought up until now it was behema be behema. Amazingly, the Gemara rejected it rather quickly, because the Gemara said if an uber is called a behema, there should be tmura by an uber, and it's a Mishnah Masech Tesmura that there's no tmura by an uber. So Gemara really recalibrated, and the word says it's not the makar. The makar is, it says v'chol, not behema, v'chol mafreses parsa, anything that's malaskera, that's in the behema, oisa techel. An uber is included in that. So Gemara said, well, a lot of things are included in that. So why are we not marba the techel on the klayas? Oisa techel has to be a shleiman. Why are we not marba kidmus yoina? It's because not mafres is parsa. So then why are we marba the kol me'imai alibi the Reb Shimon? Because it says parsa prasois. There was a little bit of a drasha to be had. But al-Kabanim, at this point, the makar is not what we said 100 times. Not behema be behema. Stating that, Rasim Barashi says no. Loilom kidakam rit me'kar. Loilom, I'm going to tell you the makar is behema kid behema. Ud the kakasha l'cha. What was the kasha? Emamirin. It's connected to Mishnah because the Mishnah says emamirin. Why emamirin? Presumably, because it's not a behema. So that undermines the entire Joshua. Mar says, no, that Mishnah that says Emamirin is not Alibi the Kuli Alma. Because Alibi the Kuli Alma, there would be Tmura. Because Alibi the Kuli Alma, a behema is an Uber, or an Uber is a behema, right? So what does the Mishnah mean? Hamani, you want to know the Tana Mishnah's Rab Shimon, he demakish Tmura Lamaiser. Shimon has a shita that there's a hekish between Tmura and Maiser Behemo, and how does it play itself out over here? Ma Maiser Enenoy Behevarim Ubarim. Just like there's no Maiser Behemo on an Uber, right? The Asiri Kodesh requires Shlemim, and it requires they should be born not an Uber. Af Tmura Enenayegas Behevarim Ubarim, so too Tmura is not going to be that way either. Either way, that is the Dichiloimim, it's Behemo be Behemo. I had a kasha from Tmura, the Mishnah and Tmura is going according to Reb Shimon. This last piece of the Gemara is a little parenthetical. The Gemara is just going to try to prove how do we maybe know, the Gemara is going to be doiched, but the Gemara is going to attempt Al-Kabanim to prove. So not just to suggest that maybe the Tana, the Mishnah in Masechtas Tmura is Reb Shimon, has no shaykhis the fact that an Uber is or isn't a behema. The Gemara is going to try to prove that it's Reb Shimon, and for sure, pshat in that Mishnah then is because Reb Shimon's shita is that we're makish tmur l'maisa behemu. We're not tamer. How do I know the tan is Reb Shimon? The tan, because take a look at the seif of that Mishnah. Amar Rabbi Yossi said, you're telling me that there's no tmura by a uber. There's no tmura by an aver. If someone goes ahead and he's makdish a behema lechatchila, not tmur, right? Tmur is always when you have hektish, and now I want to transfer the kedusha onto something else. What Chazal sometimes refer to as soif hektish. Tchilas hektish is when you makdish something lechatchila. When it comes to tchilas hektish, you want to be makdish something. If somebody would say raglo shazu oila, I want the foot of this animal to be an oila. Hula oila would be an oila. Afkeshayom regal shazu tachazu. So too, if somebody says I want this aver to be tachaz that aver, take kula tmur tachtel. It should be the same way. So Rabbi Yossi is arguing with the Tanakhama as it relates to no tmura by Eivarim. He says, I think there should be, not Uber, Eivar. I think there should be tmura by Eivarim. You know why? Because I think at the end of the day, you find Tchilas Hektish by Eivarim, Ragul Shazu Oilo, the ganze Zach is an Oilo, so too Eivar should be Oilo. So the Gemara says, the man come ahadli. Rabbi Yossi was talking to the Tanakhama. Who is the Tanakhama? So Geshmak Gemara. Elim of the Ramei of Rabbi Yehuda was a Ramei of Rabbi Yehuda. Now Rashi says, why would you think it's Rameir? Because Tamish is Rameir. Why would you think it's Rabbi Yehuda? I mean, Ramei right here. Why do you think of Rabbi Yehuda? So Pash Pshat is because Rabbi Yossi's Baal Plukt and Chas is always Rabbi Yehuda. So these are the two most obvious attempts. Stam Mishnah Rameir, that's a Mahalach. And sometimes if you find a Tana arguing with another Tana, you know who that Tana is, think of who is Baal Plukt is. Right, if a Bai is arguing with somebody, it's probably Rava. Maybe Rabbi Yosef, right? But Rabbi Yochanan, it's Rish Lakish. Usually, you're allowed to make, Chazal make these assumptions. So the point is like this, Eilem the Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda, Mi Islu Hai Svara, it can't be. Because what was Rabbi Yossi's time? V'aloi b'muktashim o'im raglo shazu oilo tekul oilo. So it sounds like whoever he's talking to is of the opinion that if someone says raglo shazu oilo, it's going to be oilo. Does Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda hold of that? It's a mefurish b'raisa. Yoch lo'im raglo shazu oilo oilo. You would think if somebody says raglo shazu oilo, tekul oilo, it shouldn't be an oilo. Tamo lemit says, kolash yita mimenu l'ashem yeh kodesh. And we darshan like this, mimenu. Kodesh, v'loy, kulay kodesh. That if somebody is yitei mimenu l'Hashem kodesh, you take part of an animal and you makdish it, so the mimenu is what's kodesh, but not the entire kodesh. Yochel teitzel l'chulin, so you would think, oh, one second, so, meaning the rest of it is chulin? Like, what does this even mean? Tamal amiyi, babi yaset hey. Okay, so how do you work this out? Timakil etzarki oilois, v'tameh chulin chutz mitbei eivre shabbat. Divrei rameyev Rabbi Yehuda. So rameyev Rabbi Yehuda hold that if somebody says raglish is oil, you know what happens? What happens is only the foot becomes an oil. So what do you do if only the foot is an oil? You take the entire animal, you sell it, by doing that you're being poida, and you take the money, kineged that aver, and you use it for hakdish, and everything else remains chulin. But the point is, Ramei Rabbi Yehuda clearly hold that what? That when you say raglish is oil, it doesn't become 100% oil. It's just that regal that's an oil. Rabbi Yoisi, Rabbi Shimon, oim, Rabbi Naitlam, raglish is oil. Teikul oil, the names matter. Rabbi Yoisi and Rabbi Shimon, Talmud loim, Yiel, the rabbi says, kula. So according to Ramei Rabbi Yehuda, raglish is oil, only the regal is an oil. According to Rabbi Yoisi and Rabbi Shimon, the entire thing is an oil. Mara says, lamar. So Rabbi Yoisi now in the Mishnah saying, I hold there is tmura by Eivar Minubar, specifically Eivar, right? I hold this tmura by Eivar. You know I know that? Because so here too it should be as well. And it sounds like, it only sounds like it, because the Gemara is going to be doicha there, but it sounds like he's talking to the Tanakama. Tanakama, you, wait, can we agree to agree on this? Yeah, okay. So, doesn't A beget B? The Gemara says, Laman. Who is he then talking to? Either Rameyer, Stam Mishnah Rameyer, or the Rabbi Yehuda, who's his primary Baal Poktin Shas, Mi Islu Hai Svara, they don't hold it at Svara. El Alav, it must be he's talking to someone that holds it at Svara. Who holds it at Svara? We know two Tanan, Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Yossi is not talking to himself, so we could eliminate that. Who's he then talking to? Reb Shimon. El Alav, the Reb Shimon. So you see it's Reb Shimon. Oh, once I have a raya from the Ivarim part of the Mishnah, Reb Shimon. So I know the Tanakama, who's usually not Reb Shimon, in this case is Reb Shimon. Maridik, when we say that there's no Tmura Bubarim, it's also Reb Shimon. Reb Shimon, because he's Makish Tmura, the Ma'ezer Shem. Mara says it's a beautiful Shtikal Torah, but loy, it's not Muchach, because it could be Reb Yosef, Tami, the Nafshe Kamar. You're making a big Hanoch, you're over dramatizing the Mishnah, says the Gemara. It's not Muchach, all this drama. It's not Muchach that Reb Yosef was turning to the Tanakama and saying, don't you agree with this? So therefore that, could be Tanakam, I was like, I don't know what you're talking about. I don't agree with that either. Now, Rabbi Yossi then, what's he saying? I hold, I hold it's true by Tmur as well. But it could be the Tanakama is chaylik with the Hanacha, and therefore it's poshet that that response wouldn't be true as well. Either way, another intense stuff. We've got to get used to this here. Perik behema mekasha, exhale. So as it relates to Reid, I think it's kedai to pick up a little bit where we left off yesterday and do a little bit of a part two. So in yesterday's daf, we saw a very big chiddush. The Torah says, "Va'anshei kodesh tion li, u'basar basad treifa, lo yisai chelu la'kelov tashlich anoisai." Which pashut means this something called an iser treifa. What's iser treifa? That was the last month of Daf Yomi. That's Perik Elu Treifas. But we saw that Chazal learned another halacha from this very same pasuk. Chazal said, "Kivan sheyatza basa chutz lemechitzasay nesar." That from this pasuk we learn that if you have basa that has a mechitza and the basa leaves its mechitza, at that point it's going to be aser to eat from that basa again. What are examples of that? One example is a behema makasha leleid v'hoitzi uberes yadai v'hechzira. Even though the Mishnah says mutav achila, but the yad is going to be also achila. Shitas Rav, Shitas Shmuel, Rabbi Yechon's chaylik, tiyufta the Rabbi Yechon, tiyufta. But the bottom line is, it's negeim mesach teschul and daf samaches. Another example, like we saw on Amid Beis, which we saw is really a gemara mesach tesmakis daf yudches. The Rambam brings in hilchas maisa karbanas in Perek Yud Aleph, and that is that as it relates to kachim, if you would have basa kachik gadashim that would leave the azar, or Basar Kachim Kalm, that would leave Yerushalayim. Or Maisa Sheni Bikurim, that would leave Yerushalayim. The halacha would be that at that point, you wouldn't be allowed to eat the food that left its respective mechitza. And not just that, if somebody would eat from it, he would be over this Issa Deiraisa of Ubas and Basar the Trefa Loisachel, which the Rambam says very clearly, is a lav sheyesh by Malkus. The bottom line is, two distinct, at first glance, completely disparate halachas that are both learned out from the same pasuk. Ubasa basad the treifa loisa chelu, number one, the iser treifa, number two, this iser yoitze. Now, kipshutai, the issa treifa is learned out from the word treifa. Ubasa basada treifa lo issa chela. Where'd Chazal see the issa yoitse? It's because the word basada Chazal thought was superfluous. Basar basada treifa? And what if you found it in the shlachtois? What if you found it in the barn? What if you found it in your house? It would be the same halacha. Why did Torah say the word sada? To darshan a second rasha. Ubasar basada lo issa chela. As if to say, Ubasar basada lo issa chela. Ubasar treifa lo issa chela. Basar basada lo issa chela. That's teaching me the issa yoitse. Basar treifa lo issa chela. That's teaching me the iser treifa. This is something that is poshet that emerges from Mesachtes Chulin Daf Samaches and Mesachtes Chulin Daf Samachtes. The truth is, there's another Gemara. And this Gemara is Mesachtes Chulin Daf Kuf Beis Amid Beis. Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan said, it says in the Torah, Parshas Re, Lo Yisoychal HaNefesh Im HaBasar. And we learn from this at Eivim Menachai. This is the law in the Torah that a person is not allowed to eat Eivim Menachai. When it says in the Torah, meaning not only are you not allowed to eat an Eivim Menachai, you're also not allowed to eat a Basa Menachai. Rish Lakish Amar, Rish Lakish says, Lo yisoychal ha-nefesh im ha-basar, ze eivim min-achai, u basa min-achai. U basa basa da treifa, lo yisoychalu, ze basar min ha-treifa. Machloikis Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish had to learn the pasuk Ubasa basada treifa lo yisachelu. According to Rabbi Yochanan, Ubasa basada treifa lo yisachelu is the makar to basa menachai. Lo yisoychal ha-nefesh im ha-basar ze eivim min-achai. Ubasa basada treifa lo yisachelu ze basa min-achai. According to Reish Lakish, Basa Menachai and Eva Menachai both learned out from Loisaychel and Nefesh Mabasa. What's Ubasa Basa to Treva Loisaychel? What we always thought it was. Ze Basa Menachai. But Al-Koponim, I'll leave it to Rabbi Yochanan. Shahalacha Kim Moisai, Bechal Makim Lebar Mitlas, the Makar to Basa Menachai is from the Pasig, Ubasa Basa to Treva Loisaychel. If you take a look at Rashi and in Toisvis, Rashi and Toisvis both learn, I'm going to read Rashi. Ubasa Basa, Mashma shepirish mimikoyma. It's mashma that the basa was pirish from its makom. We know, we saw it in today's daf, that the issa is the menachai, and basa menachai doesn't just mean that you go and you take a live animal and you just bite into it. If an aver of the animal is taken off of the animal itself and you go ahead and eat that, that's also eva menachai. If you schneid a stick fleisch from a live animal and you eat it, that's also basa menachai. So Rashi, ubasa basada mashma shapirish mimkoimai. It's mashma that it was pirish mimkoimai, and zeh ubasa menachai. The taich of ubasa basada means the basa that was supposed to be on the animal, you found basada, you found it sitting in the field. And that's where Rabbi Yochanan learns from the pasuk ubasa basada treifa lo yisachel. There's something called basa menachai. The treifa, zok Rashi, as it relates to the word treifa, kimashmoi. That's already mashma, kimashmoi. In other words, Rashi's saying, avada Rabbi Yochanan learns like Reish Lakish that there is a treifa learned out from ubasa basada treifa lo yisachel. You think Rabbi Yochanan didn't know that? Of course, Rabbi Yochanan de'ilu treifas, and he knows ubasa basada treifa lo yisnechelu is the makar to that. But Rabbi Yochanan held that there's another lav that's learned out from this pasuk, and that other lav is ubasa basada. It says ubasa basada, and what is basa basada teaching me? It's teaching me that basar that was supposed to be on the animal, you have this live animal, and it should be part of the basar of the animal. And now you found it lying around in the field, that too lo yisachelu. But it's ke'ilu nemar, ubasar basada lo yisachelu, ubasar treifa lo yisachelu. Basar basada lo yisachelu, that is the issa basar menachai, basar treifa lo yisachelu, that's what we know as the issa treifa. And as always, mavur from Taisus as well. Rashi and Taisus both learning the same way, that had it Rabbi Yochanan see basar menachai in this pasuk, because he was bothered with the word sada, ubasar basada, and that's how he came through to this. Truth is, the Muscharishan, just looking at this Gemara, I thought, could this be Rabbi Yochanan Lishitasai? Rabbi Yochanan in Artsugi doesn't look like he holds of Ubasa Basada, Kivin Chiyasa, Basa Chutzam Chitzasai. The Gemara said, Tiufta to Rabbi Yochanan, Tiufta. But the bottom line is, what is Rabbi Yochanan going to do with Ubasa Basada? Rabbi Yochanan Lishitasai, Chulun Kof Beis on Beis. He learns it to teach me a similar halacha, but something else. Not Kivin Chiyasa, Basa Chutzam Chitzasai. That's not what Sada is coming to teach me out of the Mechitza, but it's off the goof. Rabbi Yochanan, who holds that the Issa Basa Menachai is not learned out from Lo Yisrochal HaNefesh HaBasa, but rather it's learned out from Ubasa Basada. But the bottom line is, whether that is Pshat Rabbi Yochanan, not Pshat Rabbi Yochanan, could be it's Pashat that that's Pshat Rabbi Yochanan, but either way, we have over here three halachas, three laven that are learned out from the same pasuk. Because the halacha, the Rambam, paskins, the regular is a treifa. The Ram Paskin Shitas Rav, we mentioned Kumoisha B'Yarnu B'Lchas Macholos Asuras, that was the whole brisker Rav, that Basa Kimet Sheyatza Chutzlam Chitzasa is Nasa. And the Rambam, as you would expect, Paskins like Rabbi Yochanan and Keneged Rish Lakish, that from Ubasa Basa the Treifa Loisai Chelo, we learned this halacha of Basa Menachayzo. So there's three halachas that I learned out from Ubasa Basa the Treifa Loisai Chelo. Three lam, fascinating thing. There is a Treifa that everybody knows. Additionally, the Psul Yoitse, the Isra Yoitse, and additional to that, these are three lavin that are imdim beruma shaloilam, and they're all learned out from the same pasuk. And Nachmal, just to chazer over, because this is going to segue into the next part of this. How do we learn that? Ubasar treifa lo yisachelos is a treifa, but didn't have to say sada. So we darshan as if it said ubasar basada lo yisachelos. And really, two limudim. Rav's memra and chulin daf samaches, it left its mechitza, that's what sada means. Rav Yechon's memra and chulin kuvbeis, it was pyresh, and that's what this means over here. Stating that, if you take a look at the Rambam, in Hilchas Macholos Asuros, Perek Dalet Halacha Yod, says the Rambam, V'chein achoytech basa menacha. If somebody chops off a piece of basa from a live animal, min atahirim, from the kosher animals, harei oisa basa treifa, that basa is a treifa. V'ho'icho mimenu kizayis loika mishum treifa. And if somebody goes and somebody eats a kezayis from it, you're going to get malchus for being over the issa treifa. Sharei basa zem mi behema shloi nishchata. Because this basa came from behema shloi nishchata. V'loi meis, umali treifa oisa chaya, mali chotcha besakin, mali bekula, mali miktasa. Harei uoyme u basa basada treifa loisa chelo, kivichanasa behema basa basada, harei hi treifa. The Rambam's paskin Rabbi Yochanan's halacha and chulin kofeis amid beis, but the Rambam says one thing that Rashi and Tosfos didn't say. V'chein achoytech basa min achai min atahirim harei oisai habasa treif va'oichel menu k'zayis loika mishum oichel treif. And then Rambam says a whole shtickle Torah, but the Rambam holds that if somebody eats basa min achai, he's actually eating treif. That means there is a treif in the world of the Rambam. There is a treif in the world of the Rambam is basa min achai. That is what it is. It's there is a treifa. The Rashi seemed to learn, and Tosfos seemed to learn, that the gedder of how Rabbi Yochanan learned his halach in this pasuk is not that basam and achay is treifa. Oh, it's keilu nemar. The Rambam says no. The Rambam says when someone eats basam and achay, you're eating treifa. And if that's the case, it's mavur. It's mavur that the Rambam had a definition of treifa that doesn't, I think at first glance, but muscharishin reconciles so well what we thought. We know what a treifa is. We learned parakeilu treifas. We saw all the pictures. So we have an idea of what a treifa looks like. The Rambam saying basam and achay is treifa. At first glance, what sheich is? Rashi and Tosfos al-Khair is saying the poshup shot. Avada basam and achay is not treifa. Just like basar kibish yasa chutzim chitzasa is not treifa. Nor vas kilu nemar u basar basada lo yisaychelu u basar treifa lo yisaychelu. But the Rambam saying no, that u basar min achay is treifa. He says it twice. Loike mishum oichel treifa. Harei oisa habasar treifa. So the Rambam is referring to it as treifa, as if to say it's one shem treifa. Lo ishna if it's basam and achai. Lo ishna if it's one of the treifas of perikelu treifas. If it's nikav areya. And at first glance, what does basam and achai have to do with nikav areya? L'chayritz, it's very, very sasa. The hilchos sofer. And that Gemara, in Masech Teschul, in Daf Kuf Beis Amid Beis, so he says, I'm going to tell you what I think the Pshat in this Rambam is. The Rambam must have learned that the Taich of Treifa is when you have a live animal and you removed a little bit of Basa from that live animal. That is what's referred to as Treifa. Ubasa basa the treifa lo yisachelu. You saw a treifa lying around on the ground. If you go ahead and you tireif a little bit of that, that's sitting there, you eat it, that's what the definition of treifa is. Treifa is, like Rabbi Yochanan says, basa menachai. That is the taich of what a treifa is. But it doesn't matter if that basa was pirish menachai because you went ahead and you were pirish menachai, or if it was pirish menachai because the ze'ev came and he was tirefit and that's what caused it to be pirish menachai. At the end of the day, if there's basa lying on the side of the road or lying in the field that was nifresh menachai, that's what a treifa is, and the Torah says treifa lo yisaychel. And really, the Chasam Sofer says the ubasa basa the treifa lo yisaychelu is the basa that was perished from the live animal. Lo yishna if the preacher happened al yedei an adam. Lo yishna if the preacher happened al yedei an animal. But here's the point. Chazal said there are certain times where if something was perish from an animal, meaning something happened to an animal, where we say that the existing animal is not going to be able to live anymore. When we see that, then the way we deher, the prisha, is not just I have a chai and something was perish min achai. The way I see it up over here is that the two were nifrash me each other, and it's not only the basar that you remove that we look at as being the treifa, but the remaining animal is also deemed as being a treifa. B'lishoyne azov shalmar nachsam soifer. V'ima behema nishira bibriyusa v'chiyusa inkan treifa lo isa habasar shetola shazef. Vim also, however, kol behema misukenes. But if the entire behema became a misukenes, the he basar had ruuya lekelev hareyu kiilu hazev. So then the way we look at it is if the Zeev came and he chopped the animal into two parts. And it comes out basim and achai is literally the treifa. In other words, the taich of a treifa is where you have basa that was nitraf, it was nitlash from a live animal. That basar you're not allowed to eat. And I don't care if a person did it or if an animal did it. Call it basar min achai, call it treifa, whatever you want. That is what treifa is. There are times where if you go ahead and you do that, what's left is also going to be considered as if it was ripped apart. Now, the way it was ripped apart was you took A from B. But when you took A from B, you didn't just tear A from B, you tore B from A as well. It's, Mali chati chazu. Shneim tarfam azev. Because punk the zev was holding on to the left ear, but the maisa, you tore the left ear away from the right ear, and really you tore the right ear from the left ear. I don't care what side of the animal, what aver it was that the zev physically got his teeth and put his clenches into. At the end of the day, you ended up tearing it apart. So really, just like the chelik that was torn apart is treifa, the chelik that's remaining is also considered a treifa. And that's what the general idea of treifa is. Then Chazal went, and took this and expanded it a little bit. That just like if you take an animal, you chop it into two. If it's a nikavareya, that's also going to be included. And if there's a hole in the base hakoisis, etc. But the bottom line is, from the fact that the Rambam calls basar min achai treifa, it's muchach to me that the taich of treifa is basar that was perish min achai. Lo yishna al yedei adam, that's the way you visualize your classic basar min achai. Lo yishna al yedei ze'ev, that's usually the way you visualize the halacha of treifa. And the point of the treifa, ve'lo treifas is that when what was separated is such that it made such a profound difference on the live animal, then I look at the live animal as also being torn apart. Mali chati chazu. They were torn from each other. And just like this piece, I wouldn't be able to eat, even if a person did, it would be basar min achai. That part also not, because it's viewed as basar min achai, viewed as treifa. Again, it's all one shem, it's all going to be one thing. So really, the taich of treifa, this is the tricky part. The taich of treifa is not an animal that has some wound that's not going to be able to live. Treifa is when you tore apart a piece of an animal. That's why basar min achai fits right into the pshuta shel mikra, into the taich of treifa. Said Marnach Sam Sofer. What was the makar to the Rambam to learn this way? First glance, it sounds a little bit like Rashi must have learned it a little bit more pasha, right? What was the makar to the Rambam to learn that basar min achai is not just included in the pasuk of treifa, ubasar basada lo yisaychelu, ubasar treifa lo yisaychelu, but rather basar min achai hi treifa. Says the Chasam Sofer, you want to know where I think the Rambam got it from? He got it from Targum Onkelos. If you take a look at Targum Onkelos, va'anche kodesh tiyun li. Targum Unkelis teaches, Ubisar Tlish. What does Bisar Tlish mean? Basa that was torn, min cheva chayef, from a live animal, lo yiseichlun the chaber simon yasek. Unkelis, the ultimate pasht and taich, you know what ubasa about sada trefet lo yiseichel, it doesn't say a word about perakelu trefes. Doesn't say a word about anything. Upsar tlish min cheva chayef. He said basa min achay, which in of itself is a pella. He would taich it basa min achay. It doesn't make sense that he would taich it basa min achay. Oh, but the teretz is because really basa min achay is trefa, and trefa basa min achay is one and the same thing. But al koponim, the Rambam saw in Targum Unkel Zoktach Sam Sofer that we're not just being marba from the extra word basada basam and achai. Ubas basada treva lois achelu, the taich of it is upsar tlish min cheva chaya. That is what the taich is. And being that that's what the taich is, that's why the Chassam Sofer said must be that basam and achai isn't just nisraba from the pasik of treva, from ubas basada, but really basam and achai is treva. The Chassam Sofer that we just mentioned is the Masechta Chum Daf Kuf Beis on that Gemara Machlokes Rabbi Yochanan Ish Lakish. Really, the Chassam Sofer talks about this inyan a little bit in the beginning of Perek Elu Treifus Ayin Sham. It's a Hafeliga piece, and over there he says that he found that his Rebbe Moiri the Hafla in a Sneif upon him Yafis already spoke about this inyan. So I looked up the Hafla, and the Hafla goes with this same Mahalach that the Makar to the Rambam is Targum Unkelis, and that's where the Rambam saw that this is the Taich of the Pasek. The Taich of the Pasek is the Psar Chivy. And then he goes ahead and he says something beautiful. He says, Venira the Tama Targum. I believe that the Tama of the Targum is Mishunda Medayek. The Targum made a Meir Digadik. This is mamish beautiful. Targum made a Diyak. We know the Torah says, what do you do with the Trefa? The Torah says, La Kelov Tashlich Anoisai. What do you do with the Nevela? The Torah says regarding the nevela, lo yisoichlu kol nevela, lo ger hasheb esharecho titneno v'achola, oi mocher lenachri, ki am kodesh atal Hashem lekech leisavash v'dechalei v'imai. Either give it to the ger toisha, or sell it to the nachri. And Rashi already asks the kasha, the why is it that the trefa you give to the kelev, and the nevela you give to the nachri? In fact, Rashi says, like kelev tashlicha noisei, af ha'akum ki kelev. That really, the akum is like a kelev. And if you want to go ahead and you want to give the trefa to the akum, avad you let it give it. Right, so why does it say, like kelev tashlicha noisei? Rashi says, tu pshatim ki yadua. But the bottom line is that Rashi was bothered with this dik. Why by the trefa does it say, like kelev tashlicha noisei? And why isn't that when it comes to the nevela, over there the Torah says, what do you do with the nevela? You give it to the guy. Zok the hafla. I hold the unkelis was bothered with this kasha. He could understand pshutei shel mikra. Why here like kelev and why there do you give it to the guy? Hatargum unkelis fashtanin. You know what the pshat must be. Because you know what this pasuk is saying? What this pasuk is saying is not just the issa trefa perakelu trefas. It's saying basam and achai. Basam and achai is one of the seven mitzvot b'nei noach. And being that it's one of the seven mitzvot b'nei noach, he can't give it to the guy. That's why in pshutei shel mikra, it had to be like kelev tashlich anoisai. Unkelis was bothered with this grace of kasha. This is what was driving Targum Unkelis. What was driving him is that why is it that when it comes to the trefa, it's like kelev tashlich anoisai. Yeah, when it comes to the nevela, you go ahead and you give it to the guy. Must be, it's over here it's basam and achai. And being that it's basam and achai, over here it's going to be different. I saw in the Pirush Al HaTorah from Rabbeinu Avram Ben Arambam. It's the beautiful sikum on this raid. Says Rabbeinu Avram Ben Arambam, right? This is the Rambam's son. We have from Rabbeinu Avram Ben Arambam on Bereshis and Shemois, brand new Maduras, that the Magia is Yedidi, HaChacham HaGoyin, Ramoshi Maimon. But either way, so he says as follows. The Anshei Kodesh, V'goymer, pashtei dekra, sha'anoshim ba'isei azman, k'moysha yu oichlen ha'nevela, ha'yu oichlen basar ha'trefa, k'moysha anu roi mayoim eitzala yishmaelim, in parentheses, sh'neim oichlen mashe nitraf bitzi dasam, afa pi sh'neim oisrim es ha'meso, l'chein omar ki min ha'kdusha, sh'timnu es atzmichem mi'achilas basar she nitraf v'loi nishchat, k'moysha timnu es atzmichem mi basar ha'meso, v'chizek es o'azor b'maymi l'kelev, loi mar ki u'maychul roi l'groya she'bebali chayin, to the Grusha Balichain. Uboi gam taimim acher. Shohitziu hachachomim zah. But there are other halachas, says Rabbeinu Avram ben Arambam, that the chachomim extrapolated from this pasuk. Echod mehem, ha'azora al basam en achai. K'moshabia ha'metargein. Ubosar tlish min cheva chaisa. V'hasheni ha'azora al achilo kol trefa. K'moy hadrusa u'koyotzaba. K'moy shenizbayar b'mesach tezchulun, daf mem gimel. V'ashlishi, shehizra al achilas basa sheyotza chutz l'mchitzasai. K'moy basar pesach sheyotza chutz l'chaburasai. Ubasa basade v'goymer, lafi zeh, lafi ahergel hanoida, u'mashenitra b'chotzer, K'moisai, why we mention basad, because that's usually where it happened. U'kazem mikro laila lafiyeh haroi v'harogol u'mikro yoim k'moisai. V'atargum shapiresh by basad tlushim b'behem achaya l'romaz le'evim anachay. There's another makar that Chazal gave for the Sheva Mitzvahs, and then Rabbeinu Avram ben Aramam concludes, "V'loyodati le'ize tam omar targum maimer zeh." I don't know why the targum said this maimer. Now, Ramoshi Maimon in his ago over here brings a little bit of a tumult. The Mefarshi Rabbein Avram ben Arambam, like what he meant, what was bothering Rabbein Avram ben Arambam. But he comes out, and I think it's Pashat, that what was bothering Rabbein Avram ben Arambam is this three Mahalchim, this three Chazals that we learn from this Pasuk. Perikei lu treifes chundaf membeis, u basa basa da treifa lo yisaychelu. Basa kima shi yatsa chusam chitzasai. Chulin Samaches. And then Basim and Achai. Chulin Kufbeis. So, Veloyodati, I don't know. Why did the Targum feel that in the Pashit Pshat of the Pasik, you know what it's referring to? Upsar Tlish Min Cheva Chaisa. Mehechetes and not the other two. Veloyodati. Rabbi Avram ben Aramam concludes with a kasha. He says, I'm not sure why this is the Pshat that the Targum picked. But I think the Teretz is the Hafla. That's the Teretz. The Teretz is because the Pasuk says, "La'kelef tashlichon oisai." Why do you have to go ahead and give it to the Kelef? Make a profit off of it. Maybe give it to the guy. The Pasuk says, "By the Nevela, lo'isoichlu kol Nevela." So what do you do? La'ger Hashem b'sherechot etnen avachala oimachar la'nachri. I'm kadoshat la'Hashem aleikecha. The Teretz is because the Targum saw that the Pashit Pshat in this Pasuk must be that we're dealing with something that even a guy is not allowed to eat. Must be it's Pasim and Achai. That's why the Targum, who's being Mefarish, the most Pashit Pshat in this Pasuk, how was he Mefarish it? He was Mefarish it with regards to Basim and Achai. This Panim Yofis could be the Teretz to the Veloyodati Le'ezatam Amma Targum Maimazet. That's the Teretz to Rabbeinu Avram ben Arambam's Kash. Either way, three tremendous Lavin that I learned out from this Pasuk, Ubasa Basada Trefa, Lois Aichela.